Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the presidential campaign entering its brand new phase, the health wars. 70-year-old codger Donald Trump claims that 68-year-old geezer Hillary Clinton is not just too sick to serve, but actually already dead and only ambulatory due to a dark sorcery achieved by making a deal with the devil himself. A charge which the ever-vigilant press is busy investigating but has yet to unearth a shred of evidence to support or debunk. Hillary spent 3 days recovering from what she claims was a bout of walking pneumonia, but anonymous tweets suggest was really a slight touch of the Ebola. To herald his health, the New York businessman handed the press a single paragraph from his gastroenterologist that said if elected, Trump will be the healthiest person ever to assume the presidency in the history of the United States. He did, and everyone laughed. Then Hillary returned to the campaign trail accompanied by James Brown's I Feel Good, which suggested she might have spent her time off getting a humor implant. Then Trump went on Dr. Oz's television show and handed him a sheet of paper that claimed he was fitter than a pig in spit. The problem is Dr. Oz is a doctor the same way that Donald Trump is a statesman, with both specializing in snake oil. Trump says he will release a detailed report later. It's always later with this guy. He's going to release his taxes later. He'll admit that Obama was born in the U.S. later. He'll explain his plan to defeat ISIS later. His campaign specializes in later. But someday, the American people are going to demand to know exactly what medical condition he suffers that makes him so orange. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.